This article is entitled, A Global Church Responds, the Lutheran World Federation Reports on COVID-19 Advocacy. It's written for us by Stephanie Grimoldby. When COVID-19 first struck, many saw it as a crisis driven by such basic questions as how to get people vaccines and protective gear and food. But groups such as Lutheran World Federation soon realized there were other aspects to consider: how the pandemic was affecting education, particularly for girls, how restrictions caused economic hardship, and how it destroyed livelihoods, and how social tensions and conflicts were rising to new levels. Isaiah Toretich, head of global advocacy for the Lutheran World Federation, said, "It wasn't obvious immediately to think about the secondary aspects of COVID-19, such as it being related to a humanitarian crisis, a crisis that is dividing the world quite strongly between those informed and those not informed, therefore requiring additional action. That is what prompted our research." In February, the LWF released the report, "No One is Safe Until Everyone is Safe," detailing how COVID-19 has impacted the LWF and its 149 member churches, including the ELCA, and how advocacy and policy engagement continue to be affected by the pandemic. Amy Royman, pastor and senior director of ELCA Witness and Society, said the report shows how the global church was positioned to respond to the fullness of what was happening during the pandemic, and that it looks at COVID-19 as not only a humanitarian crisis, but also a social and economic disruption and public health crisis that demands advocacy. In its accompaniment in communities all throughout the world, advocacy was part of the response that needed to happen, because the church had a story to tell in the populations it served that needed to be included in government response and societal response, she said. Certain portions of the LWF report shows the disparities between the U.S. and other countries in terms of their ability to navigate COVID-19. But the report also shows how the U.S. had struggles similar to those faced by the rest of the world, only with different dynamics. The report says access to health services was a primary concern for communities, especially for marginalized groups. And like their companion congregations throughout the world, ELCA congregations responded to these concerns by doing work to protect the vulnerable. The U.S. was in a better position to disperse vaccines than any other country, yet part of the church's COVID-19 response involved advocating and mobilizing to ensure that vaccines were available in all parts of the country and to communities on tribal lands. Royman explained that the global struggles to have vaccines equally available in other countries cast a light on our own struggle to make things equally available in the U.S. The pandemic highlighted how rural communities and urban communities with diverse cultures and people on tribal lands had different experiences to get the care they needed. The report also shed light on the variety of needs facing many members of the global church. The ELCA and the members of the congregations within the church would serve them well to understand the pandemic as one of the many pandemics that exist in the world today. Royman's hope is that the report could make the U.S. community more attentive to some of the things that we're not always concerned about in the country that still exist around the globe and still cost many lives. As many Americans with children focused on schooling when COVID-19 disrupted regular studies, the LWF report highlighted the ongoing disparities in education throughout the world. Once the restrictions were lifted and children were allowed back into the classrooms, the LWF and its partners realized that many girls could not go back to school due to the pandemic having reinforced earlier trends of girls' rights being curtailed. Roymann and her team continue to advocate for girls' access to education throughout the world, particularly with legislation and programs that address gender-based violence against women. One of LWF's report's recommendations is for member churches to rebuild a sense of community in their congregations and focus on self-care. This rang true to John White, a deacon and ELCA executive for worship. He says that applies to individual church leaders, to individuals who are worshiping together, to even self-care of a congregation itself who might need to spend more time in lament about what's been lost these past years before you can move to healing actions. As White pointed out, the LWF report focuses on advocacy, but that can look different for many different people. By contrast, everyone can pray. In the ELCA, we're always thinking about what we can do in worship affects what we do in the world, or what our call is to be disciples and engage in mission out in the world, White said. And that maybe coming out more often in how we shape our prayers and how our prayer language is cognizant of what's going on outside of worship. The report also notes how the church online presence grew dramatically during the pandemic. As many congregations continue both online and in-person worship, they're focusing on some of the deeper questions about online worship, White said, including the sacraments of holy baptism and communion, and whether that should continue to happen. A memorial adopted at the 2022 ELCA Churchwide Assembly called on leadership to have faithful conversations about this topic over the next 2 years. White's team is helping shepherd those conversations with bishops, teaching theologians, and ecumenical partners, and it expects to produce a report for the ELCA Church Council by the fall of 2024. One of the things that Christians in the U.S. can learn from the LWF report is how they connect to Christians across the world. Toratich said, "For me, it's necessary for Christians, for Lutherans in the U.S., to reflect on what this pandemic reveals to us," he said. "As Christians, what does it say to us about how we do care for the least, how we do care for others, how do we look beyond ourselves? Not everyone may be moved to respond in the same way, but the pandemic has helped people to understand their influence can go a long way. Vulnerability," he said, "is vulnerability. Pain is pain, suffering is suffering, and the message of hope in Christ Jesus is similar, and you can see it when you bring it to the front," he said. "That is a language that is shared across our communities."